Welcome to Picton's Podcast. Tonight we're going to look at the godfather of awake hypnosis, otherwise known as NLP, Neuro-Linguistic Programming, and that godfather is Richard Bandler. Let's take a gander. Flawed genius, self-confessed sociopath, and co-creator of the mysterious art and science of Neuro-Linguistic Programming, NLP. He said it all came via hallucinations. Influenced in his early days by Gestalt therapy, hypnotherapist Milton Erickson, Virginia Satir and Moshe Feldenkrais, and in more recent times he's collaborated with Paul McKenna and Owen Fitzpatrick, the epitome of flamboyance. He may have had a bit of a coke habit. He may have threatened folks with Mafia hitmen. He was found not guilty of murder in 1988 and then branched out into design human engineering and neurohypnotic repatterning. He's now almost respectable, and the CIA, military intelligence, and IBM have taken interest in his work. He's released some incredible books such as The Structure of Magic and The Adventures of Anybody, a nested loop story that puts you in a trance as you read it, videos, audios, looking at ways to model others and be programmed like a computer to succeed in areas such as charisma enhancement, which he has plenty of, and just feeling really good. He's the master of outrageous anecdotes, whether from his childhood, such as elaborately electrocuting his stepfather, psychologist therapist days, bringing a full-size crucifix to a patient deluded they were Jesus and leading the way to be crucified, which was a very effective cure, or trips threatening gurus to extract their secrets. He'd recommend simply telling voices in your head to shut the fuck up and not getting bogged down in and trying to process past trauma. His instant phobia and compulsion cures are the stuff of legend. NLP is basically hypnotizing people whilst they're awake, relatively, and is full of tricks and techniques such as anchoring, submodality applications, the swish pattern, pacing, mirroring, reframing, of which a lengthy blog post and podcast is coming up, it's that good, nesting loops and timelines, and has particularly become popular in sales and seduction injuries, and even spawned varieties such as dark NLP, of which there's an example of in the chapter Liquidation in Astral Projects. Let's look at some of Richard's best sayings. How much pleasure can you stand? Freedom is everything, and love is all the rest. The worst drug of all is seriousness versus humor and pleasure. If you can't enjoy what you have, you can't enjoy more of it. Since most problems are created by our imagination and are thus imaginary, all we need are imaginary solutions. Sometimes people say, one day you're going to look back on all of this and laugh. My question is, why wait? There are no failures, only feedback. Don't reopen old wounds to examine their origins. Leave them healed. The best thing about the past is that it's over. The best thing about the future is that it's yet to come. The best thing about the present is that it's here now. If you always focus on negative things, you'll feel bad. If you start to look for solutions that are different and better, that's the way you will become. This is not positive thinking, it's brain science. You can stop anything but a person with a good attitude. If something is possible, then it's possible to learn how to do it. We take the very best of what people do, synthesize it down, make it learnable and share it with each other. That is what the real future of NLP will be, and it's going to stay that way. Do you want to know the easiest way to fall in love? Just associate with all your pleasant experiences of someone and disassociate from all the unpleasant ones. The currency of living is how you spend the moments of your life. You know what? Certain people think they will feel good if certain things happen. The trick is, you have to feel good for no reason. Good night.